Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Without Saying a Word by Valerie Helder, Michigan, USA. Since my early teens, my parents have been avid RVers, touring the country in their motorhome. After I grew up and left home, they spent even more time on the road, sometimes traveling for months at a time. My father, who has a flawless driving record, was the driver, and my mother was his co-pilot and navigator. I never worried about them because they're two of the healthiest people I know and take excellent care of their vehicle. I never thought about what could happen due to the negligence of other people or what would happen if they suddenly needed help. In late October 1988, my parents were heading home after touring the southern United States. My father was in the left lane, where the ride was smoother. He noticed an oncoming car across the median that was swerving and speeding up. Suddenly, the car crossed the median, launched into the air, and struck my parents' motorhome in the side. The motorhome tipped onto the passenger side and skidded down the highway directly toward an overpass. Luckily, the motorhome stopped before reaching the overpass, but the two passenger side doors were against the ground, and the only other door was crushed on impact. My parents had been wearing seatbelts, so they were badly bruised but alive. My mother's hand was smashed up because her window was down when they crashed, but the injury wasn't life-threatening. My parents heard people stop their cars and run towards them. My dad couldn't get the driver's door open, so they decided to wait for help to get out. Then they heard people holler that the motorhome was on fire. They had on board a full load of propane for cooking and heating. My father tried to kick the windshield out. It wouldn't budge. My parents and the onlookers were growing frantic. Suddenly, my parents heard people cheer and yell, "The fire is out and help is on the way." Someone tore out the overhead sleeping compartment window and helped my parents escape. When outside and breathing fresh air again, they asked what had happened. A semi-truck driver had stopped to help. The driver jumped down, got a fire extinguisher from his rig, and fearlessly went about putting out the blaze that could have exploded at any second. When the flames were out, he simply climbed back in his truck and drove away. No one thought to get the license number or even notice what company the truck was from. This selfless trucker, without a doubt, allowed my parents to survive that accident. We never got to thank him for his actions, but we'll always be grateful. If you know this man, please thank him for us. If you don't, please thank another trucker for us, for being out there, being prepared, and being willing to come to the aid of motorists in need, no matter what the circumstances.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.